Fallen Angels, Disc 5.
Stewart told us to go to each hut and pick out the wounded, who looked most like they were going to live, and get them ready for evacuation. "If you see anybody who looks like a VC, make a note of it," he said. Body counts. I looked over at Simpson, but he was looking away. I thought I remembered where Aunt Lynn lived, and I went to look for her. I found her and an old woman who looked like she could have been her great-grandmother. They looked okay. When Aunt Lynn saw me, she started crying and tried to get behind the old woman. Okay. I could dig where she was coming from. I looked around for Aunt Lynn's mother. I didn't see her. I tried once or twice to ask the old woman, but I couldn't get through to her. She was squatting against the wall, one thin brown arm raised, the hand over her forehead. She looked as if she might have been still in shock. I was glad to see that Aunt Lynn was all right. It was what it was getting to be. Hoping that what you liked, what you had seen before, remained whole. I didn't have anything to give to Aunt Lynn, so I gave her a dollar. I knew there wasn't much she could do with it in the boonies, but I gave it to her anyway. As I left, she followed me with her eyes, and I wondered what she saw. The next hut looked empty. There were two bowls on the table. One still had some kind of food. It looked like a thick soup in it. The VC must have caught them by surprise, in the middle of a meal, maybe saying grace. There were pictures on a small wicker chest. I went to see them. A thin Vietnamese man in shirt sleeves stood squinting at the camera. On one side of him was a woman, and on the other side, a bicycle. He had both of his hands on the bicycle. A click. Another. I turned to look at the muzzle of a gun. Click, click. I couldn't move. It was like a dream. I was watching it, but I couldn't move. It was a dream of my death. A gun was pointed at my chest. A small brown man was pumping the bolt frantically to get it to work. Click, click, click. He came at me and swung the butt of the rifle toward my head. I blocked it with my arm and backed away. He swung again and hit my shoulder, the rifle glancing up from my shoulder into the side of my face. I pulled the trigger of my rifle without lifting it. He went down on one knee. Then it was as if I were suddenly awake. I lifted the M16 and started firing it in his face. I emptied the clip. I snatched another one from my belt, slammed it in, and fired that point blank.